Tell everyone about your event or happening on our town. Just call The Patriot at 536-6262. This is Our Town on WJMT.
It's Country 730, The Patriot, joining us on Our Town this morning. Eye doctor Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Bill, to you and your listeners.
And thank you for joining us here today because, November, the month of November, is Diabetes Awareness Month, and a lot of people deal with diabetes, but you might be surprised to know that your eye doctor can play an important role.
Yeah, your eye doctor actually plays a huge role in diagnosing and monitoring your diabetes. You know, there's something like 20 to 25 million people that are diabetic right now, and probably close to 80 million people that are at risk for developing the disease within the next 5 to 10 years. What happens frequently is patients will come in for their regular eye exam, don't know they have diabetes. We look inside the eye, we'll see some changes and perhaps make the diagnosis. The other thing is, because the eye is the only place in the human body where you can really look at the blood vessels without cutting it open somewhere, diabetics need to have their annual eye exams to make sure their disorder is not progressing at all.
So what are the different things you mentioned? You're looking at the blood vessels. Mm-hmm. I guess specifically, what are you looking for when you do those eye exams?
Sure. So the pupil is actually just an opening. We're looking through the pupil at the back of the eye at the retina, and we can look directly at the arteries and the veins. And in cases of early diabetes, there'll be just a little bit of bleeding inside the eyes. As the disease progresses, there'll be a lot more hemorrhaging and that sort of thing. And at that point, patients are certainly having some symptoms. Keep in mind, if there's changes to the blood vessels inside the eye, the same thing's happening to the blood vessels in the other parts of the body, like the brain, the heart, the kidneys, and you can't really see those. So that's why it's so important to have your eye doctor look mm-hmm. at the inside of your eyes on a regular basis.
And that can be just part of your regular mm-hmm. eye exam?
Absolutely. You know, what many of us have been through before, that regular eye exam where we get the pupils dilated, we take a good look inside, and it's really no extra work to look for that.
Now, you said, too, monitoring. So for those who have diabetes, do they need to make more frequent, rather than the yearly exam, mm-hmm. do they need to see your eye doctor more often?
That's a great question. If their diabetes is under control and there's no bleeding inside the eye, we'll see those patients on an annual basis. Just once a year is fine. But once we start to see some changes, maybe just a little bit of bleeding in the back of the eye, we'll monitor those patients a little bit more often. Mm-hmm. Usually every 6 months we'll want to take a look.
Sure. So here's an example of your eye doctor, again, working with perhaps mm-hmm. you know, your regular doctor to kind of treat diabetes or another type of disease.
Right. You know, so the patient will come in, we'll take a look inside. If everything looks good, we'll send a report to their primary care doctor who's treating them for the diabetes, or in some cases, their endocrinologist.
Mm-hmm. Anything else specifically when it comes to, again, Diabetes Awareness Month and the eye doctor's role that we should be made aware of this morning, Jeff?
Well, everybody needs to have an annual eye exam just to make sure that their eyes are healthy, but this is just one more reason why it's really critical mm-hmm. to do that. There's just so many cases of undiagnosed diabetes. We'll probably see one a month in our office where a patient comes in for what they just think is a routine eye exam, and we'll find some undiagnosed diabetes mellitus.
Sure. Do you bring that up to the patient? I mean, is that mm-hmm. kind of a... I guess what's the reaction when somebody finds out that they have diabetes?
Yeah, in some cases, patients are very, very surprised. In other cases, they kind of suspect it. They'll say, you know, my mother or my father mm-hmm. had diabetes, and I've been having some problems with, you know, maybe a little excessive thirst, excessive urination lately. In the back of their mind, they were kind of suspecting it. So a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. And again, just contact your eye doctor, get those yearly exams, and especially here during Diabetes Awareness Month. And you mentioned family history, which I think is an important thing to mm-hmm. mention, too, that can go from generation to generation.
Yeah, it certainly can. It certainly can. You know, and again, getting an eye exam in most cases is painless. It really isn't that difficult to get in to see an eye doctor. If you don't have an eye doctor that you see on a regular basis, a good resource is the Wisconsin Optometric Association. And they can direct you towards a very competent optometrist in your community.
Sure. Again, November Diabetes Awareness Month and World Diabetes Day, it is worldwide, yep. is on November the 14th. Jeff, we thank you for joining us this morning and talking about diabetes and your eye health.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, our guest on Our Town.